Real quick before we jump in today, if you enjoy the podcast, Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, there is a course where we go deeper on all of this called Social Media Systems for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. And it's where I show you how to build not only a social media strategy customized for your business, but also a system where you can easily repeat what you need to do on social media and even outsource it inexpensively after you have it all set up. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is the only time this year that we are enrolling people in this program. So if you think you might be interested, check out streamlinerspodcast.com/course. There are only 50 slots, and as I'm recording this, the first 13 are already gone. So check it out now at streamlinerspodcast.com/course, or of course, you can find the details in the show notes. Ever wonder why we don't have time for social media in our businesses, or why it feels that way? In this episode, I'm going to break down three reasons why that is, as well as how to overcome them. And no, I can't give you more time, but I can make it feel like you have more time. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this.
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
Up to over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 7, I often ask people, what's the number one challenge with social media for you? And one of the most popular answers is time. So in this episode, I'm going to share three reasons we don't have time, or it feels like we don't have time, as well as how to overcome that and change that. Also, our win of the week. I want to share what happened for one of our 5-Minute Social Academy members when she got back to being consistent on social media. Plus, in our next episode, what is the best social network for your business? Everybody starts with where they think their audience is, but there are so many more factors that you should consider when choosing what social network or networks are worth your time, and I'll share those coming up in episode 8. But right now we're talking about why it feels like we don't have time for social media. Social media, first of all, has this 24/7 nature to it that immediately leaves us feeling overwhelmed. Like if you think about what it used to be to market your business or to even talk to customers and clients or recruit or sell or whatever you did or whatever people did in previous generations, it was, you know, yeah, I'm going to have this print campaign. And yes, we answer the phone between 8 and 5 and at no other times. Or, you know, we reply to messages a couple times a day, whether that was email or before that, a fax or an actual letter that you might not reply to for a few days. But because of the technological aspect of social media, it creates this 24/7 anxiety. Really, I don't know what better to call it, where we've got this device in our pocket, and by default, almost every social media app wants to notify you every moment something happens. And I don't know about you, but sometimes if there's something that's kind of bothering me in my life, but it's just kind of here and there, it's not a huge deal, I don't take the time to go in and figure out how to shut it off. Now, my social media apps, I have the notifications set exactly the way I want them. And I don't want to know about most of the stuff that happens on social media until that time in my day happens for me to go in and look at that stuff. At the same time, every time I get in the car, my iPhone starts playing this random playlist. It won't go back to what I was listening to before. So that's something with the iPhone. It's inconvenient, but it's not enough that I've bothered to do anything with it. And I know for some people, they do that with their social media notifications. They're like, yeah, I'll figure that out at some point. I don't know why it's doing that. I don't have time to deal with that right now. So just the nature of the technology behind social media makes it feel like it's busier or more overwhelming or more time consuming than it actually is when you put in boundaries and systems and things like that, which is a big part of what I teach in my programs. But in this episode, I want to share the three reasons that it feels like we don't have time or you don't have time, as well as how to change that for your business. And the number one reason that it feels like we don't have time for social media is going to sound super obvious once I say it, but it's because it's not working. We don't have time for things in our business that aren't working. I could grab a piece of cardboard and scribble a note on it that said, you know, need social media marketing help. And every time I had a spare few minutes, I could run out and stand in my driveway with it and wait and hope somebody drove by who needed social media marketing help from me that I wanted to work with, right? That's a way I could market my business. Would it work? Very, very unlikely. So I don't have time for that. However, if you have something in your business that does work, that makes a difference, then you absolutely will make time for it. In a previous episode, I shared this, but it's so applicable to this moment right here. Chelsea Hayes, who took my course, she was, you know, posting motivational quotes and different things like that for her business. And we worked on a strategy to kind of figure out what was actually going to move the needle for her in her business. And once she figured out what that was and started all of a sudden getting thousands and thousands of dollars in new business every week from it, she had time for it, right? So in your business, you might go, oh, I don't have time to be going out and having conversations with people on Instagram. That's ridiculous. But if you find that for every 10 minutes you spent on Instagram, you got $100 worth of new revenue, well, that's $600 an hour. You'd have time for that, right? If you found out that then for every additional 10 minutes, you made another $100 in revenue, that's $1,200 for 20 minutes of work. So all of a sudden, we've got time for that. So the number one reason that it feels like we don't have time for social media in our business is because a lot of times it's not working. The number two reason why it feels like we don't have time for social media in our business is because when we got started, we were too ambitious, right? Like we went, okay, I'm going to market this business. I've got this great product or service. And so let's see, I looked at my competitors and they have a Facebook and an Instagram and a Twitter and a TikTok and a LinkedIn. I got to get, you know, I got my LinkedIn profile, but I want to add a LinkedIn company page. And then I'm going to post on every single one of them 3 times a day. And we build this big, ambitious plan. We look at other people and what they're doing, and then we try and copy them. And here's what happens. The first week, you are gung-ho. It's a lot like every exercise routine I've ever started. Like the first week, I'm like, oh man, I'm working hard. This is great. And then the next week, I miss a couple. Third week, I missed a couple more. Fourth week, I'm doing nothing again. Same thing happens with social media. First week, we're doing all that stuff. Next week, we do a little bit less, but we're like, ah, it's probably good enough. Third week, there's a major fire in our business. Not a physical fire, hopefully, but you know what I mean. Like there's a, you know, a client's unhappy, a tech problem, whatever it might be. And so we do even less. And then eventually it dwindles down to absolutely nothing or very little where it's not going to make a difference. So when you're deciding what to do on social media, don't compare yourself to others who may have more time, more systems. They may be faster at certain things. They may have more images to use that are great for posts, for example. They may be better at writing posts. Don't compare yourself to others that may have more time, more systems, more team members, whatever it might be. You need to figure out your own plan. This is also the reason that in my programs where we are helping business owners become streamlined entrepreneurs, we start with goal setting. We want everything you do on social media to help you drive sales. And that doesn't mean just asking for sales, because that won't work. But we want everything you do to be leading toward your ultimate goal, which is to make money in your business. So we set intentional social media goals where we know every time we post, every topic we pick, every time we comment, every time we email, whatever it might be, we know what the purpose and the goal of that is. And it's not just to check it off the list. Well, sent my Tuesday email. Like that's not what we're doing, right? So again, number one reason why we don't have time for social media, because it's not working and we don't have time for things that don't work. Number two, we were too ambitious when we made our initial social media plan. And the number three reason why we don't have time for social media, because the rest of our business needs to be simplified to free up some time for social media. Now, social media doesn't have to take long. I know people who spend 60 minutes a week on social media and their business generates $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. And these aren't big companies or anything. These are solopreneurs. These are single people that may or may not even have a VA for 5 hours a week. So social media doesn't have to take long, but it can't be an afterthought. If you don't have intention and a plan beyond just, you know, posting and hoping, it usually won't work. And if it doesn't work, back to number one, you'll never feel like you have time with it. So if you haven't had the time to dedicate to social media, I suggest a couple of things. One, look at the rest of your business and look at everything else and say, hey, how much does this task actually make a difference in what I'm trying to do here? What could I combine into shorter sessions? For example, if you're checking email all day, it's going to suck up your entire day. If you're checking social media messages, it's going to suck up your entire day. What can I outsource if you have that luxury where you can give somebody else something to do? By the way, shout out to Jackie Grunberg, who recently shared that she started outsourcing things to her kids, which I think is awesome. But what can you outsource to find time to dedicate to more social media? So that's the first thing, is figure out like, okay, how can I find 2 hours or 5 hours a week or whatever to dedicate to social media? And then the other suggestion is, of course, to seek out help. Find somebody who's been there, like me, or somebody else, you know, for that matter. I want you to do well in your business, but there are people like me who have made the mistakes. We know how to avoid them. We know where the time wasters are. We know how to stop wasting time on social media, because there are so many things you could be doing that aren't making a difference or make very little difference. And that's the stuff that we have to get rid of. So again, we don't have time for social media. One, because it's not working. We don't have time for stuff that doesn't work in our business. Two, because we get too ambitious and we create a giant plan we can't keep up with. And three, because we've got to simplify the rest of our business to make some time for social media. All right, let's get into our win of the week. It is so important to look at what's going well in your business so you don't just dwell on the problems. And Candy, who produces the show, who are we celebrating this week?
Jeanette Clay in Missouri in the United States. So she shared that she got back to posting on social media regularly. Then she ran a contest that immediately started creating more foot traffic in her store.
I love that, Jeanette. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, we talked about earlier in this episode, the first thing, we don't do it because it's not working. And I love that Jeanette got to experience this, where all of a sudden she got back to posting on social media regularly and saw a result. In honor of Jeanette's win, we're making a donation to Village Impact, the nonprofit organization that we're supporting this month. They build schools to improve education in Kenya. And I strongly encourage you, add this to any meetings that you have with another business owner or with your team once a week, and just ask what went well this week, or put it on your calendar. And of course, we love to hear about your wins as well if you want to share them. Thank you so much for listening to the Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs podcast. You can get more info and links we mentioned in the show notes in your podcast app or at streamlinerspodcast.com. And a special shout out and thanks to Donna in the United States that left a review saying, "His mad storytelling skills pull you in, and then he drops an amazing truth bombs of social media marketing goodness. And he does it in short, consumable, bite-sized nuggets. So good, so good, so good." Thank you for the kind words, Donna. And I sung those in my head. It reminds me of the James Brown song, "So Good." I won't go any more than two notes, but if you know it, you know it. Could you do me a favor and leave a review for the podcast? Because it's really helpful for me to know what you like most about it so I can do more of it. Just go to streamlinerspodcast.com/review or do it right in your favorite podcasting app if you already know how to do that. You're not only supporting me, but also my two tiny superheroes at home. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5 Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper. Just before we go, I did want to let you know that the course that is inspired by this podcast, it's called Social Media Systems for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, is enrolling this week. This is the only time this entire year that we are enrolling people for this program. And in it, I take you through week by week and I help you build a customized social media strategy for your business, as well as systems on the back end so that you can repeat this strategy over and over again, effortlessly getting in front of your ideal clients or customers on a regular basis. If you would like that in your business, I would love to work with you in this program. Imagine knowing exactly where to focus your attention on social media for the fastest growth, how to present your offers in ways where followers can't wait to become clients and customers, and getting that time back in your life for friends, family, hobbies, or just to work on other parts of your business. I've taught and coached hundreds of business owners, and you can get more results with less work using the Streamlined Entrepreneur System, because I'm going to help you build your strategy in alignment with what you are best at, along with what your ideal client responds to, not by chasing whatever tactic is popular right now. We won't focus on hashtag all the things. We're going to figure out the 20% of tasks that drive 80% of the revenue and ditch the rest. Plus, with a working strategy that you understand, you'll be able to outsource part or all all of it for pennies on the dollar to somebody on your team or a VA compared to hiring an agency or another expert. And remember, the longer you wait to get your social media working for you, it may be already costing you quite a bit. Like, how much of your valuable time have you wasted trying to figure this out? How many potential customers or clients are you missing out on because they don't see your posts? How much money have you lost because your company is getting lost among the 10,000 brand messages each consumer sees every single day? I would love to work with you in this program. It's Social Media Systems for Streamline Entrepreneurs. Here's the important thing to know, though. There are only 50 slots in this program because I want to work closely with everybody. And so if you would like one, take the time right now to go to streamlinerspodcast.com/course and check it out and see if it's a good fit for you. As of this recording, when I'm saying this, we have 50 slots and the first 13 are already gone. And we just opened enrollment earlier today from the day that I'm recording this. So again, go to streamlinerspodcast.com/course. You can also find that link in the show notes and see if it's a good fit for you. Would love to see you in the program.